We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find our friend. He is the creator and editor of Pro Football Talk. He's on Twitch. Mike Florio rubbing his hands together like a villain in a movie. What are you cooking on, Mike? You're fired up. There's a lot to talk to you about.
No, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. It's not the evil. I'm let's go.
All right.
Ready to talk some football.
Let's get it out of the gate then, because it's probably the biggest news simply from the aspect of how are we going to consume the NFL? The NFL and ESPN merger, confluence, merge, I don't know what you want to call it, but it went through. And I think that's the biggest question a lot of football fans have is just how are we going to watch the games now? What does this mean?
I don't think it really changes that. I think that this is more about the NFL recognizing that its own effort to build a media company failed. And it failed miserably. And you take NFL Network, which never became anything close to what it was supposed to be, and you sell that and other assets for 10% of ESPN. Are you kidding me? It's a great deal for the NFL, especially since the players share in revenue. They don't share in equity. So you give some games to ESPN, you get equity back, and you've got yourself a pretty good situation if you're the NFL. And, you know, what we've done, I think, is we've moved past the TV deals where the networks will pay extra because it's a great way to promote their other shows. It's more about now how much money can you make from subscription fees and advertising costs when you put games out there. And the NFL realizes there's a lot of money to be made, so let's go ahead and take a stake in the company that is making that money. So there are a lot of questions it's going to raise. And I'm suggesting anybody that listens to any reporting from ESPN about NFL matters from this point forward needs to look at it skeptically, because the NFL now owns a sizable chunk of the entity that is reporting on the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. There's a conflict of interest there. And that's pretty much been the name of the game in the NFL stories that have come out over the last several months. I do want to say this, though. I wonder if the NFL really lost, because when they came up with NFL Network, they also adjusted the league calendar. All of this stuff was previously more clumped together. You know, you didn't stretch out the OTAs like they had. You didn't move the Super Bowl later. You didn't have the draft later. And I think the NFL Network forced a year-round conversation about the league. And that ended up turning ESPN into having to counter it. So I don't necessarily know if it failed, at least from a end game standpoint in that way.
Well, you know, it failed from a week in and week out, how much money is it making standpoint? What kind of distribution is it getting standpoint? And it changed the calendar in another important way. Thursday Night Football began on NFL Network as a back half of the season limited package to boost NFL Network at a time when it was hard to find on cable packages. Remember, there was a game between the Packers and the Cowboys 2007. Both teams were 10-1. There was a backlog months long in Wisconsin to get DirecTV because that was the most prevalent way to get NFL Network and those games. So it pushed some innovation. It changed the weekly calendar. And yeah, even if it failed for 20 years to generate a lot of money, at the end of the day, they cashed it out for a 10% stake in a broadcasting behemoth. So it ultimately was a win. And the NFL has a way of finding ways to win, even when it looks like they're currently in the middle of a mess.
Mike, I think Bears fans probably were very pleased to see that they probably will not have to deal with Jordan Addison and the season lid lifter this year, because Jordan Addison put up some massive numbers against the Bears last year. But for people who don't know, Jordan Addison suspended for the first three games of the NFL season for violating the league's substance of abuse policy that was announced on Tuesday. What do you think of it, and how much of an effect is that going to have on the Vikings with this rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, who I know that we want to talk to you about as well?
Well, Addison was facing DUI charges. He was due to go to trial on July 15. That got scrapped, and then 2 days later, he pleaded guilty. And even if you don't plead guilty to DUI, if you plead guilty to a lesser charge, you still are facing a minimum suspension of 3 games. The NFL has beefed up its policies in that regard, and for good reason. In this day and age, there's no excuse for anyone to be driving under the influence. All we have to do is press the button on our phone that brings a car to us wherever we may be. So the NFL has gotten tough on that, and I don't know what it means for the Vikings, because they've got other guys who can step in. And when Justin Jefferson is getting the bulk of the attention, there should be multiple other receivers who can make an impact. But it adds pressure to J.J. McCarthy. His first 3 regular season games will not have Jordan Addison. And what is that going to mean? We will find out by way of who takes over as the other starter, and will the ball be going to the tight end more? Will they be running it more? I think one thing we need to watch this year for the Vikings, with Jordan Mason, the former 49ers tailback there, I think the Vikings are going to be running more than we've seen them run with Kevin O'Connell as the head coach to kind of set up the pass. So makes for a more interesting opening night.
Yeah, Mike, we were going to talk to you because, A, we know you talk Vikings, and B, we're nosy because same division, and then C, obviously the opener. To have those two big pieces of information come out yesterday, not just Jordan Addison, but then also trying to figure out what J.J. McCarthy is doing in practice, and the reports don't seem absolutely glowing. How do you sift through it all, especially when it comes to just the potential of what McCarthy can do in that season opening game, for example?
And when you see reports that offenses that go against one of the better defenses in the NFL are struggling, we shouldn't be surprised. Steelers offense struggling, no surprise. Jets offense struggling, no surprise. Vikings may be struggling some against one of the better defenses in the NFL. At some point, though, you've got to give J.J. McCarthy and the rest of the offense a chance to become fully confident in what they're doing. And I think that they will be fine. We forget, when we focus solely on whether or not a given quarterback is going to check the right box on the line of pass versus fail, Kevin O'Connell is there to help him every step of the way, to come up with schemes and plays and ideas to get the most out of J.J. McCarthy. So he's in good hands with O'Connell, and we'll see. I remember this last year. McCarthy looked great in the only preseason game he played against the Raiders before we found out he had a knee injury, before we found out he was going to miss the entire season due to the meniscus repair. But O'Connell is a key to this, and we know that he is one of the short list excellent play designers and play callers in the NFL.
Should we still be predicting like the Vikings to be at the top of this division? Or is there too much quarterback mystery right now?
I think there's too much mystery right now. Look, the Lions are the champions until proven otherwise, even with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn gone, even with questions about how they're going to look moving forward. I think the Packers will be better than expected this year. Last year, there's this perception Jordan Love took a step back. I think he was injured most of the year, and he stubbornly played through it. He came back too soon from a knee injury, I believe, to play in week four against the Vikings. Didn't look good. He had a groin injury against the Jaguars. Kept playing. This guy's more stubborn than maybe he should be, because there's a point where you just need to not play, because it creates a narrative that you're not as good as you were in 2023. You don't deserve that $55 million that you're getting. And I think we're going to see the Packers improve this year. The Lions, who knows? And the Vikings, it all comes down to the quarterback. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why they flirted with keeping Sam Darnold, flirted with keeping Daniel Jones, flirted with Aaron Rodgers. You're rolling the dice on an unproven guy. If it works, you're going to be set for 10 years. If it doesn't, you're going to be looking for somebody else.
We're talking to Mike Floria, the editor and creator in Pro Football Talk. This segment with Mike is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I was about to call you the creator in chief, which actually is not a title. Do you want it to be? It sounds cool.
I have been called far worse.
All right. Okay.
So I'll take it.
I like where we're going with this. One thing that I also can't seem to understand, apparently, is not just the title that I wanted to give you, but also the Browns quarterback depth chart. Shedeur Sanders, we see he's listed as fourth by some reports. Then we know he's being named as the starter for their preseason game. What is the appropriate way to figure out where he stands with the team?
Well, it's unfortunate that he's going to get thrust into action. And Coach Kevin Stefanski said today it's going to be Shedeur Sanders and Tyler Huntley playing in this preseason opener, because Dylan Gabriel's got a hamstring injury. Kenny Pickett has a hamstring injury. And Joe Flacco, they're keeping him in bubble wrap because he's the presumptive week one starter. And if Sanders struggles, the haters are going to say, oh, he stinks. Well, the guy's had limited reps in practice. He's the fourth guy up. He's the guy who in any other camp is the camp arm who is destined to be cut. So I feel bad for Shedeur Sanders that he's getting put in this position. And this all goes back to the Browns being the Browns, the Browns being dysfunctional, the Browns doing something stupid like drafting a quarterback in round five after you just drafted the rookie in round three. And They've got six quarterbacks now. Are you kidding me? They've got six quarterbacks. And just wait until the day Deshaun Watson shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to be on the active roster again. That's going to make a bad situation for the Browns even worse.
What's the latest in Pittsburgh with our good friend Aaron Rodgers? How are things going there?
Well, there was some reporting recently that, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that we're concerned about for late career Aaron Rodgers: check down, short passes, not connecting on the deep balls. But they're facing a pretty good defense in Pittsburgh. So it's going to take some time. And this brings me back to the question of why, if he was determined to play for the Steelers, why wasn't he there for the offseason program? Why wasn't he more engaged? Because they're making up for lost time. They're doing things now they should have been doing during OTAs, and it just puts more pressure on the Steelers. And they've got three games that they should win right out of the gates before their schedule gets a lot more difficult. They should be able to go to New York and beat the Jets. They should beat the Seahawks at home. They should be able to give the Patriots everything they can handle, although I think the Patriots are going to be better than they think. But yeah, the pressure's on the team, offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, and ultimately Aaron Rodgers to hit the ground running. And so far, they've hit the ground sputtering.
Mike, what is the realistic outcome for Micah Parsons in Dallas in all of this?
This is such a bizarre situation. Jerry Jones and his hang-up over the handshake deal that was done back in March, and they just want to reduce that to writing and finalize it because it's a better deal for the Cowboys than what it's going to cost now. I was surprised, number one, when Micah Parsons put together a lengthy social media post where he asked for a trade. And then number two, Jerry Jones just ignored it. This is negotiation. No different than his hurt back that's keeping him from practicing. So he called BS on Micah, and Micah really hasn't done anything after that. And at some point, he may have to find a way to really make it known that he is done with the Cowboys. Because I think they're calling his bluff. And I think that If he doesn't accept the deal that he supposedly did on a handshake in March, they're going to want him to play for $24 million this year. And the question becomes, does he want to play football badly enough to play for $24 million and kick the contract can to next year? I think that's what the Cowboys would like for him to do.
And I also want to ask you about another piece of division-related news. The Lions reportedly still have interest in Za'Darius Smith possibly returning to the team. What can you tell us?
Well, it's not a surprise because they don't have a bookend to Aiden Hutchinson, who, by all appearances, is ready to go. Now, I'm sure he's wondering if I'm ready to go, why don't you give me my contract? But they want to make sure he's the guy he used to be, but they need somebody else across from him. You know, when you start looking at teams that would benefit from a Michael Parsons, the Lions, they need that other guy. So Smith makes sense. They had to get out from under a contract that they thought was more expensive than what his talent justifies, but he's still available. They're still interested, and it may just be a matter of time before they work something out. But it wouldn't surprise me because they definitely have a need at that position.
Hey, Mike, one more quick thing. The Bears have their joint practice this week with Miami, and then they have their first preseason game. How are most teams doing the joint practice thing? I know the Bears have done it for the last few years or so, but outside of our Bears bubble, is this still pretty prevalent?
It is, because it gives starters a way to get quality reps against opposition not in the same uniform that they're wearing, with a better controlled environment, as long as you can avoid the fights. But the fights happen. It's amazing how the fights happen, no matter how much the coaches preach, don't fight. They still happen because, you know, you've been banging on your own guys, you're getting frustrated, and then in come strangers that you don't have to deal with. You're not going to see them. It's easy to lose your cool with that, and that's how guys can get injured. But it's a good way for quarterbacks to get live reps or something close to it in the preseason, because you're not going to see starting quarterbacks for the most part in these games. And as the preseason shrinks and the regular season grows, the joint practices become more and more important.
Mike, thanks as always for taking the time with us. And thanks again for gossiping about the Vikings a little bit, too. I know you're taking one for your team there when you do it.
Oh, I'm used to it. No matter what happens, they're going to look good. And then at the end of the day, for all of their fans, they will rip out their heart and show it to them.
Ah, so see, not dissimilar to say Bears fandom. That just usually happens midseason.
And then we all come back next year.
That's right.
That's it.
We're still in the hope stage. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's happening. Mike, thanks again. Enjoy your lunch, as you always postpone it for us. And of course, we look forward to more of your work on Pro Football Talk and also on NBC.
Thank you.
That was Mike Florio, who's always a good discussion. And I did laugh at the little sound effect.
Yeah,
there.
Leap. I gotta go.
The conversation has ended.
It has ended. That is true. Do you think Shedeur Sanders will start games for the Cleveland Browns this year? I absolutely do. Because
yes,
people are just gonna
Joe Flacco
want it.
Is 95 years old.
Yes.
How long do you think that can last?
Tyler Huntley doesn't get you going.
No, and Shedeur is talented.
He is.
At some point, that's going to show.
And they're
going to
want
him. The Browns.
Yes.
But will they set him up to succeed or fail? Because it's the Browns.
Right.
They'll set him up to fail.
Probably.
Bad organizations do bad things.
Mm-hmm. And we won't. Yeah, 3 years into this, we will not hear from Shedeur Sanders again. But he'll absolutely play games.
Well, I don't know about all that.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. The NFL needs quarterback talent, period. And they need multiples of it. So when you consider all of that, people are going to get in where they fit in.
But those quarterbacks also get discarded quickly if they're no good. I mean, just look at all the Bears quarterbacks.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes I think quarterbacks, like, look at Sam Darnold. Maybe they just didn't have a good enough coach.
That's a good example. Well, we'll see about Sam Darnold this year. We'll see if Kevin McConnell truly was the elixir, the fixer.
Well, it helps when you have Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, and Justin Jefferson.
Good God.
give me that three, and I bet that you and I can get some yards.
I hope Jordan Addison gets everything together, and I feel bad for him as a human, but I'm glad he's not going to play against the Bears in that first game. What
me
did he have?
Too.
He had some big games, one big game.
He had 110 billion yards.
110 billion, that's what I thought.
That segment with Mike was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. More Bears coming up because Caleb Williams talked to the NFL Network. We talked to Brian Baldinger yesterday. If you missed that, you can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. There are also clips there. But also, Stacey Dales talked to him as well. So we're going to examine that interview and bring it to you next.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He is so much more comfortable right now. His process is really clean right now. I'm talking about how he's preparing. I'm really pleased with it. He's doing the work behind the scenes that no one else is seeing, and we're starting to see the dividends being paid from it.
That was Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody in for Marshall. And if that's true, what Ben Johnson says about Caleb Williams, based on what Ryan Poles had to say, then the work will match the athleticism, and that's when the magic happens.
That's the dream, Layla.
I'm just worried that the work is the concern.
Right.
So it's trying to balance that and figure out how it comes together in a way that is productive. Caleb Williams was on with Brian Baldinger and Stacey Dales. We heard from Baldy as he was heading up to Hallis Hall yesterday. They're doing a tour of all the camps, of course, NFL Network. And there was a lot that Caleb Williams talked to them about. I think we have to start with him making those adjustments that Ryan Poles talked about that we heard earlier. So let's start with that. Caleb talked to Baldy and Stacey Dales about everything Ben Johnson has given him on offense, and just the play calls they're running. That's a big piece of this.
In your words, Caleb, how much have you been given from Ben? Like, give us an idea of the quantity of this offense that he's given you.
He gives, let's say it's been It's been a lot, which as it should be. It's training camp. You know, we're going to test limits. You know, our longest play calls to our shortest play calls, and even, you know, the longest play calls with different checks, and also having different checks after, you know, you get a check. There's different checks within the play, and it's been, you know, we've had a couple of those, and he's just been adding more and more throughout time, and it's been fun. It's been good. It's been challenging. It's been frustrating when you don't get it, but that's what practice is for.
Kim, give me a long play call. Ooh, give me an example of them.
I don't want to give up my tricks in the word, because some of the words we actually use you know, when we get up to the line.
Well, you got formation. You got.
So yeah. So okay. So we'll go. So we'll go a motion. We'll go a formation.
Yep. You got
and then
protection.
We'll go motion, which is sometimes a shift or a motion.
Okay.
And, you know, mainly shift. So we'll shift, and then we'll have the formation. Then we'll have the motion, and then we'll have the protection, and then we'll have the play. We'll have a kill, or, you know, and things like that, and then another play behind it.
And a tag.
It's fun.
Oh, that is a lot there. Because number one, I find out he's calling protection. So that's good to know. Number two, him telling you that it's more shift than motion, that's a nugget.
That is a nugget.
That's a nugget.
Baldy, though, man. Baldy trying to steal the language there. Baldy, a little talk with the Baldy. Baldy.
Brian Baldinger, he knows what he's doing.
He does.
He knows.
No, he's got a breakdown, and he's Baldy. That's one thing I noticed. That I thought that was very interesting, because the one thing that does stand out and seemed to stand out more on Sunday when I was at Soldier Field, the motions and the shifts are very prevalent. It was a pretty sloppy practice for the Bears on Sunday, but it's cool to see, you know, a Colston Loveland outside, and then he bounces into the slot, and then he goes in motion, and then the play works. So it's pretty neat to see some of what Ben Johnson, we're starting to, it's like, oh, okay, I see. I think I see what you're doing with those two guys on the right side and that guy in the slot, but I'm not quite sure, but we're starting to see it.
Yeah, you're like, why am I putting cream of tartar into this mix of flour and stuff? And then you're like, oh, comes together that way. The other thing, too, is even in that explanation, I'm able to visualize more what the offense is going to look like, because what do we know about Ben Johnson? Make the same things look different. And different things look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that there's more shift and less motion, then that's a tell.
That is. And I think, look, we've been talking about the Detroit offense forever and what he's going to bring to the Bears. And it's going to be different. And obviously you have different personnel. But what we're starting to see is a lot of the stuff that the motion and the things that he did in Detroit.
But also, a big part of this, too, is when you have a quarterback refrain that to you, he's repeating that, and he's telling you the order of operations, that's going to make him see the game differently. You know, that's going to help him slow it down. Like, that's a good thing. Yeah, again, I've been pro making mistakes in practice, because it means you're learning. It means you're trying the things you learn, and then you're figuring out how to make them right. This is all very good.
Testing the limits is what came out of Caleb's mouth. Testing the limits. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what training camp is all about. Let's throw a whole – this is what unfortunately, we heard the same stuff with Justin Fields and Mitchell Trubisky, that let's throw it. Let's see what he can handle. It's going to be interesting, though, at the end of this training camp, Layla, to see how much – is he still going to have a lot of the offense, as he put to Stacy and Baldy in that interview, or will it be kind of cut down?
That's it. And that's actually, I think that is the difference between the previous two quarterbacks that you mentioned. And frankly, their offensive coordinators, is because I don't want to get to the game for you to figure out whether or not you can run the play. I want you to have some idea of whether or not you think this can work when you're in practice. And to Ben Johnson's point, really work, not fake work, like not pretend to be like, yay, do you feel better about yourself? No, I want the defense doing everything they can humanly do that's possible to stop that play from happening, so you know what it's going to be like in a game. That's the point.
And when it doesn't work, you might get your ass chewed out. You might get pulled off the field.
And
you might get called out in the press conference.
And guess what? All of this should feel easier than the game. Like, that's what you want. You want the game to be the part where you get to shine. This is all better than getting called to the carpet in the actual game.
Yeah, That's right.
68 sacks. Let's be uncomfortable now as opposed to what we saw when the quarterback was on the ground way too much last year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's – and again, it's hard to track sacks during the practices, but, I mean, there's been a decent amount of times where I would say that the quarterback has been sacked. However, as I reported in one of my Bears updates, the feet do look good for Caleb. Like, he's still – and nobody wants to hear he's going to run for 70 yards in a game. We don't want that. You want him to be a quarterback who throws the football. For whatever it's worth, though, he does look elusive.
And that's also part of the point. That is part of the goal with this offense. Raheem Ian Harris on 670 The Score talking Bears with Mark Grody. And Caleb Williams' appearance on NFL Network with Stacey Dales and Brian Baldinger. Here's another piece of this that's big. How is Caleb Williams self-correcting when Ben Johnson is coaching him? I want to hear this.
How do you self-correct? Because Ben's pretty tough on you.
Yeah. I think even now, to the point, obviously Ben's going to get on me and get on everybody, because that's what Ben is striving for. And he's, you know, this is his offense and his team. And so he's striving for that, and we're all striving for that, because that's the standard for us. But, you know, through OTAs and then getting to this point, it's been cool to kind of watch. It's been maybe a little bit less Ben. Obviously, Ben is going to step in and, you know, say and do whatever he has to do as our coach. But it's been a little bit less Ben and more players like, you know, that's not good enough. Let's re-rack it. Defense, offense, when we're out there, let's re-rack it. Let's get back in the huddle. Let's do it all again from the top. And it's been great to watch that, because those are the best teams.
Love that.
That's important.
Yeah, to be a player-led team. I mean, that's the goal, right? You want, you know, obviously it went haywire last season, but even for somebody like Ben Johnson and this regime, they want the players to be the guys that lead this team. So that's nice. But I got to tell you, Layla, I don't want less Ben Johnson right now.
Me neither.
I mean, that's great that Declan Doyle is out here, you know, running plays and sets and things like that. But I don't think we need to go less Ben Johnson right now. We need him out there yelling and doing whatever he does.
No, Ben Johnson is the reason people feel better about things.
Exactly. That's really...
And the main and only reason.
You're right. You're right. All of this is, God, we hope that Ben Johnson is legitimate. Because if Ben Johnson is legitimate, chances are Caleb's going to be a pretty good product. The Bears are going to have a pretty good offense if Ben Johnson is for real. So you are spot on. This is about Caleb. Number one, the star of this show is Ben Johnson. It's why there is hope for this season. It's not because of what the players that they have help. Caleb Williams being in his second year helps. The star of the show, the prize acquisition, is the head coach.
Okay, so this kind of feeds into what yesterday Peter Schrager and ESPN did when he talked about the most important person in the NFL. Do we have that audio? I know we didn't load it into the system, so I can paraphrase. He said, he basically gave this essay, and I love a good video essay, went into this whole storytelling mode about how the most important person in the NFL never played in the NFL. He hasn't even coached a game. And then you realize he's talking about Ben Johnson. Do you think Ben Johnson is the face of the Bears right now?
Yeah. He is, like right now. He is. It should be and could be, and I hope it will be, Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams is probably 1B. I mean, so it's Ben Johnson right now. He's the new shiny toy. He has done nothing wrong yet. You know what I mean? And everything that he's done is mostly getting this
right now
from everybody.
The armorman for the fans who get mad at me for calling out the general manager who's been in charge, they're like, yeah, this is a positive time and all this. The reason you think that is because he hired Ben Johnson. Because the Bears hired Ben Johnson.
It's a good move.
And the reason the offensive line is in place is because of Ben Johnson. And we don't necessarily know how it's turning out yet, but you feel a lot better about it because of Ben Johnson.
Dick, what do you need, sir? I'd like an interior, please. I have looked at the... I have seen your center resume, sir. I do not want Sam Mustafer here. I do not want Lucas Patrick here.
Hey, Sam Mustafer got another job.
I love Sam Mustafer. I shouldn't pick. I should never pick on
Sam Mustafer.
He and
Lucas Patrick are not the same.
No, they are not.
Sam Mustafer would never treat the media the way Lucas Patrick did also.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And how many times did we see just the frame of Lucas Patrick on his booty on the ground?
Yeah.
I'm like, aren't you supposed to be standing with your arms up against somebody?
Kids, that was a bust. That's a bust. I mean, he came in here, oh, he's going to be a leader. He's going to be great. He's smart. All that stuff. And it did not work out. And then Cody Whitehair playing center.
How was the Nate Davis experience for you?
It was all about ping pong. The ping pong. I told you the ping pong story, right? You know the ping. Oh, Layla doesn't know the ping pong story. I love telling the ping pong.
Is this better or worse than the...
it's hilarious.
Than the Christmas tree Tevin Jenkins story.
No. This was...
With the coach from Corpus Christi. Why can't I think of his name right now? The offensive line coach.
Juan Castillo.
Yes, Juan Castillo.
He loves my blue eyes. Remember Juan Castillo?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Wait a minute. Man, I love that you guys don't know these things.
Juan Castillo is probably a walking TV show. We did not take advantage of the Juan Castillo content machine.
Oh, he's hilarious. He was hilarious.
We used some of it. But he's just one of those people who I think sees and narrates the world differently.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about these guys. Talk about a journeyman. He's been like, look at his Wikipedia page and you'll see about 30 different gigs. He's got different jobs every single year. Like when you are that guy, you've heard and seen a lot. And he's probably at the point where I'm going to enjoy myself and I'm going to be fun with these folks.
People like him and he still gets hired too. That's the part of this.
Oh, absolutely. There's some value in what he does as a coach.
Going back to the ping pong story.
Oh, the ping pong.
Also, this is a new audience. You know,
it is
sometimes
a new audience.
They don't know either.
I don't mind telling these stories over and over. As long as there's an audience for them, I appreciate it. And they're funny usually. So, and this one is funny. Nate Davis, of course, we know that Nate Davis had issues. As when he wasn't playing at the end of the season, he was in the locker room and I kept trying to talk to him, as other reporters did too. But I would just go up to his locker and say, you want to talk? And he'd be, can I get a few minutes with you? And he would shoot me down. He'd always have some excuse. So
kind of like his game availability?
Kind of like that.
Interesting.
He was always polite about it. But so finally, I think it was a Friday in the locker room, and I was like, there are not as many reporters, not as many players, but there was Nate Davis at his locker. I'm like, I'm going to take one more shot. I felt pretty good about it, actually. And I said, Nate, you got a couple minutes? Just chat here. I got the recorder right here. We'll talk 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll walk my ass right back on down to the media room. And he looked at me and he puts his hand on my shoulder, and he goes, I'm sorry, man. I got to go play ping pong. And that's what I did. I laughed. And so did he. He knew what I knew, and I knew what he knew. And there was no more reason at that point for me to even be mad or for him to be mad. It was just like, okay, I got it. That's the interview. That's the interview right there.
You guys were like the dance on the Love is a Battlefield music video.
Love is a battlefield.
You know? Except there was no ending with somebody getting doused in water and angry.
You talking about the 80s
video? You guys
video?
Were just like the choreographed like dance, Pat Benatar and whoever the other person was.
Does that
Love
resonate?
Is a Battlefield video.
That resonates with you because you're a dancer? Is that what? Because like that, like
one
I can't
of my
quite...
buddies and I tried to reenact the dance one time.
I knew it.
We were bored waiting at a press conference for people to arrive, and back then I was filming and we were like, somehow it came up, but we were talking about
love
it.
Is a battlefield.
Exactly.
How's this singing doing for you?
It's good,
thank you.
Coming up next, it is halftime and you have a story to tell.
I do.
That relates to a hobby for a major NFL player that we did not see coming.
We didn't see coming, but I love that it is here.
So let's do all of that next.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Mark Brody is in for Marshall Harris. We've done a lot of talk about the Cubs because they've dropped 2 or 3 from the Reds, and that's not good. Andrew Abbott is on the mound today. That, in my mind, makes it worse. We have more Cubs coverage, by the way, as we get you ready for Cubs baseball that is happening at the bottom of the hour. And we got a message from our friend Bruce Levine that he has Kyle Tucker sound talking about his slump. So I'm really excited to hear it.
Okay.
But also, we talked about the Bears, Ryan Poles appearing on the flagship and our reaction to it because Mark Grady was taking notes. And we always listen for you because that's our job. Additionally, we heard from Caleb Williams talking to Stacey Dales and Brian Baldinger on NFL Network.
It's nap time.
This note from Ray Diaz to our group thread yesterday from Kevin Clark. Jair Alexander secretly goes to museums on the road. The day before a Packers-Bears game, he spent 4 hours at the Field Museum. He said, no one recognized me. It was an older crowd. That's incredible. Oh, we have the audio too. Let's listen.
I got some inside info. You like parks and museums, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so have you been to any in Baltimore yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Anything on the list?
There's a few on the list, but right now I'm just focusing on football.
Let's do it. We're getting through camp, all that stuff. What's your favorite museum in the world?
My favorite museum? There was a natural history museum that I went to in Chicago. I love dinosaurs. Yes, the Field Museum.
Yes.
I love dinosaurs.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Take me through that experience.
It was cool, man. I took my time. I probably was in there for about 3-4 hours, man, just looking at all the dinosaurs. I seen every Jurassic Park. I just love dinosaurs.
Were you there for a game?
Oh, yeah.
So you were there in Chicago for a Packers
game? For a Packers game, 2019.
Okay.
And the day before the game, it was a night game. The day before the game, I was at Field Museum.
Yeah.
I was at Field.
Anybody recognize you?
Nah. I was low-key, man.
I like to hide
in plain sight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, it's a dinosaur. They're just dinosaur fans. They're not necessarily football fans.
It was an older crowd.
They're just there to see the fossils, bro. They're not there to talk trash.
Who knows, man? Who knows where they could have been from?
They could have been from anywhere.
Layla, I had no idea that I loved Jair Alexander. I didn't know we were kindred spirits. Oh my God. I too have never lost my childhood fascination of dinosaurs. I've seen every Jurassic Park, saw the new one a couple of weeks ago with Aunt Randa. We had a good time. I love going to the Field Museum just randomly every once in a while just to stare at Sue, you know what I mean? And to read the same things that I've read over and over and over.
Sue is incredible, and it's good to absorb information in new ways. Sometimes you have a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
I love this so much. I love wholesome NFL content. You know, the Bears have been putting a lot of that out on their YouTube and social media channels. Like when they asked everybody what their non-football obsession was.
Yeah,
that was
stuff.
Precious. But Jair Alexander also hiding in plain sight. I'm like, oh, that's kind of how you are when you play quarterback, isn't it? Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's what you do.
So I like doing stuff like that when I was traveling with I've traveled with the Cubs and the Bears. The Cubs obviously was extensive between 15 and 17. And one of the things that I did was when in San Diego, I went to the San Diego Zoo because the San Diego Zoo is world famous. It's a world famous zoo. It costs, I think, $70 to get into the San Diego Zoo. It's a little more expensive than the Lincoln Park Zoo and the Brookfield Zoo. This isn't Lincoln Park being $0. But anyway, $70 for that. But I did put it on the company credit card. I did put it on the, I guess, I don't know if it was Odyssey back then.
No, it was probably CBS.
Yeah, it was CBS. And,
Intercom.
And Intercom. Yeah, Intercom could have been. And Ron Gleason, who was the boss at the time for Cubs Radio. Because, yeah, I guess this would have been 2015 when we were on WBBM.
Yeah, that was still CBS.
He was in a huff. He's like, you got to come into my office. What's this San Diego Zoo business? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, everybody else is out part. I just wanted to go to the San Diego Zoo. So I can't pay for your baboons and giraffes. What the hell is this all about? So basically, I had to pay back. I can't you have you hanging out with flamingos and orangutans on your day off.
Would it be okay if it was a platypus, Ron?
Well, I can't you have you sitting there staring in the reptile house. I can't have that.
What if it's an elephant?
Yeah, the elephant.
Which animal are you okay with?
Koala bears? I like koala bears.
Not studs. He hates them.
So anyway, bottom line was is I had to pay the $70 back for... I can't pay for that.
815 with a good question. How many Bears does Jair get for this? And he's no longer a Packer, so I think that should apply.
I don't think we're going to go so far as to give Jair Alexander too much. Maybe after the Packers' blood wears out a little bit, but no. There'll be no Bears. As a matter of fact, who asked for that? Was it the texter?
It was a texter, yeah.
All right, whoever that texter is, he just lost a Bear for even asking me to consider...
Oh!
Giving a guy who played for the Green Bay Packers how many years? 6 years? Something like that? Like that? Sorry. No.
$60, by the way, for the San Diego Zoo. That's quite expensive. The entry for, you know, the price of an adult ticket to the Brookfield Zoo, because as you said, Lincoln Park is free.
Right, right.
$29.95.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brookfield's a very good zoo, but
it is.
San Diego Zoo, I will say, is massive. I don't think I got to half of the park. It's huge.
I used to live right by there. And I would jog by the San Diego Zoo and like smell jasmine at Balboa Park on the way. It was so sublime.
Nice. Did you go? Did you actually go into
the
zoo?
I didn't.
You're not a zoo
person?
I've
been at the San Diego Zoo, but I didn't go when I lived there because I had to work. I was working the Padres broadcast.
Dick Enberg and whatnot?
Yes, and Mark Grant from Joliet.
Oh, that guy is crazy, man.
I hate to yuck
everyone's yum, but like dinosaurs haven't been here for like millions and millions and millions of years. Why do we still talk about them?
Because, Robbie, we try to erase history from 4 years ago right now as a society. That's why.
I mean, they're cool, but also we have no idea. It's just like I don't want to yuck the yum about dinosaurs.
Why do you hate dinosaurs? That's really the question. Do you have a problem with say Ankylosaurus?
If I were to pass, I hope people are talking about me for millions and potentially billions of years.
Right.
But also, like, how are we still talking about
this? They will, Robbie. They'll say, man, that guy really loved Josh Giddey.
You think AI is going to talk about the humans they conquer in a few years?
You've got raptors.
It's always good to know what was here before you and how it ended.
That's right. History, Robbie. Why do you hate history?
I don't. I'm just saying, like, they've had so much staying power in our consciousness, and we've never seen them or even have any idea besides bones.
That's true. That's what allows us to use our imaginations, and then Jurassic Park is born, and Jair Alexander and I are very entertained.
I love that he spent 4 hours at the Field Museum.
It's amazing.
And also to do that, what a good day off for at least game day activities.
Oh,
not off on Saturday.
No, man. Yeah. That's a great place to get. What you want to do when you travel for sports, you want to go places where you could get lost for hours. Because days off, they're long, man. So you just walk around whatever city you're in and try to find random cool places to stare at stuff.
630 is also correct. True birds are a current branch of dinosaurs.
That's what they say.
It's true.
Birds are not. That's what they say. The cute little cardinal.
I thought birds were robots. They were spies by the government.
That's true.
This is why you need the history.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Exactly. Five on it is next. We got to cover a lot of ground. Bears, Cubs, White Sox, EMAS next on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.